Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Vice President J.D. Vance at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, on the need to move U.S. troops there.
The drone technology that the cartels are using requires, unfortunately, a military response and military support. So it was important for Secretary Hegseth to see what's going on.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard aboard that chopper flyover near San Antonio. Stocks rose today. After 2 days of losses, the market rallied after President Trump granted a one-month delay for the tariffs on automakers whose cars comply with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Automaker stops jumping following the announcement. Stellantis closing up more than 9%, Ford up more than 5%, GM up more than 7%. Power's out to more than 100,000 homes and businesses across the South and Mid-Atlantic from a line of thunderstorms so severe, airlines have canceled flights by the hundreds this afternoon. This is ABC News. Avalanche in Alaska. Three skiers overtaken by a wall of snow. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
It was a large avalanche near Girdwood, about 40 miles south of Anchorage. Girdwood is the skiing capital of Alaska. Three adult heliskiers were caught as the snow came down. Guides from a heliskiing operation tried to get to them but could not when avalanche beacons indicated they were buried 40 to 100 feet down in the snow. The area is under an extreme avalanche risk, and Alaska state troopers have not been able to get to them. It's believed to be a recovery and not a rescue. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Uber driver in Philadelphia noticed the passenger in the back was sweating, really sweating. The driver, Tara Sevier, said, "Are you okay?" Just as the passenger passed out, Sevier called 911. The operator walked him through 6 to 8 minutes of CPR until medics arrived. Doctors would later diagnose it as a brain hemorrhage. The driver's fast work may have saved the man's life. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Winter weather advisory continues until 6 for Crawford, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties, and the wind advisory until 9 tonight. Tonight, lows of 19, northwest winds 15 to 25, gust as high as 30, and on Thursday, mostly sunny, highs of 37, west winds 10 to 20. Right now, it's 26 degrees, 3 minutes after 5 o'clock.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Donald Trump on Tuesday imposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and doubled the tariff on China to 20%. Wisconsin's largest foreign market in 2024 was Canada. The $7.9 billion worth of goods exported there represented 29% of the state's total exports, followed by $4.4 billion in exports to Mexico and $1.6 billion to China. Those figures are from the Office of the United States Trade Representative. China and Canada immediately announced retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs.
If Congress thought through this for 2 minutes, they'd understand how bad tariffs are. And it's going to be hell to pay. This is not a good situation.
During a WISP politics luncheon in Madison on Tuesday, the Democratic governor summed up his feelings on the situation in Washington.
Do some praying, folks. This is not good for our country. Simple as that. I understand the needs to bring fairness to trading and all that. They can do that without stopping the trains. So it sucks. It's bad. It's no good. I'm irritated, and all of you should be irritated too, and I think you are.
President Donald Trump on Tuesday imposed 25% tariffs on Mexico and on Canada, which is Wisconsin's largest foreign market. State Democrats have introduced a bill that would require the Wisconsin state legislature to convene a special session if federal funding is frozen. The legislation was introduced by Eau Claire's Christian Phelps and named the Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act. In a press release, Phelps called the funding freezes unlawful, reckless, and cruel, and said the state needs to be ready to provide whatever support it can for communities that lose needed funding. Republicans hold majorities in both the state assembly and the state senate. At the state capitol, new Republican-authored legislation aims to reform pharmacy benefit managers. Dodgeville Representative Todd Novak authored the Cole Act alongside Senate President Mary Felskowski.
I have a rural district. Most of my pharmacies are independently owned. It's a huge issue with them. I've been affected by this personally. I recently, 6 months ago, was told I needed to go elsewhere to get a drug that I take because the pharmacy was losing so much money on it.
Larry Crowley is a pharmacist in South Central Wisconsin.
I witness patients facing exorbitant copays for medications they cannot afford, and they're forced into impossible decisions about their health. At the same time, independent community pharmacies are being reimbursed at unsustainable rates, far below the PBM-owned pharmacies that dominate the market.
The Cole Act is named after Cole Schmitnick, who died from an asthma attack in January 2024 after he couldn't afford his inhaler when the out-of-pocket price increased suddenly. Bill Schmitnick is Cole's father.
In Cole's case, those barriers became fatal when his daily asthma steroid medication was removed from his drug formulary without notice or medical necessity. His Advair went from $66 to $540. He was forced to choose between buying his needed medicine, paying his rent. Wisconsin has the power to take the stand against the PBM abuses.
Representative Todd Novak and Senate President Mary Felskowski say the legislation will lower drug costs, increase transparency, and increase pharmacy access and safety. Wisconsin's Supreme Court race has drawn large out-of-state donations. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford says billionaire Elon Musk has poured millions into the race, and he seems to be an unelected right-hand man to President Trump. Addressing the Milwaukee Press Club Tuesday, the liberal candidate defended financial support her campaign is receiving, saying if they let Musk dominate the airwaves, they'd be drowned out. Crawford faces Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate in the April election. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. It gives us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. Plus, low pay and low rates of diversity are problems statewide. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underly says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems, but they need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Daylight saving time starts this weekend when clocks are set forward 1 hour. And while that is potentially good news because of the extra light in the evening, it means losing an hour of sleep. Most people dread the loss of sleep in the transition period during the March time change, but children and teens are especially prone to the health impacts of getting less sleep, according to Dr. Casey Freimiller, pediatrician, UW Health Kids. Sleep is so important for children because it helps them learn in school, manage their emotions, and have faster response times. He said the springtime change is probably harder for most families, so give yourself grace because emotions will be heightened as the routine is changed. Children thrive on routines, and 1 hour can make a big difference, so families need to plan ahead this week, Freimiller suggests. Bedtime fading, which means adjusting the bedtime in 15-minute increments a few days before the time change. It is important to talk to young children in advance about bedtime changes, not just right before bed. This concept might be especially challenging to teenagers as they are busy with schoolwork, sports activities, friends, and using technology to stay connected. So getting them to go to bed earlier can be tough, but data shows they can be impacted even more in March, according to Freimiller. One study showed teenagers had slower reaction times and trouble paying attention the week following the time change in March because they lost sleep. That can especially impact important things like driving. Also, new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that only 23% of high schoolers got at least 8 hours of sleep in 2023. According to Freimiller, it was 32% in 2013. A good routine that includes a consistent wake-up time and bedtime, sunlight exposure, and physical activity will have the most long-term impact on quality sleep. Another strategy Freimiller suggests for parents is to temporarily use a small dose of over-the-counter melatonin, which is a hormone that helps regulate sleep, for the transition. He says parents can give children very small amounts, 1 to 5 milligrams, about 30 minutes to an hour before bed. This is meant to be a temporary sleep aid and can help during transition periods like daylight saving time.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at the Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family of Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died February 25th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsborough, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsborough. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough is assisting the family of Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsborough. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center, died last Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th, at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawn Baugh, 80 of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, March 30th, from 10 to 2 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawn Baugh, 80 of Dodgeville.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 6 o'clock tonight, with a wind advisory in place until 9. I think you guys can already tell that's the case with these feisty winds pulling out of the northwest, sustained at 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40. It's blowing and drifting some snow around, and it's also making it hard to see, especially in northern parts of the state. We continue to stay blustery and fall cold tonight to overnight lows near 20 degrees, with winds still gusting around 30. And by tomorrow, the gusts should ease to around 20. It'll also be a mostly sunny day, and high temperatures will climb slightly above freezing to the upper 30s. We become cloudy tomorrow night, still falling crisp to near 20 degrees, and for Friday, cloudy to start with light chances of snow. Only looking at a trace to about a half an inch, and that winds down by the afternoon with more sunshine later in the evening, and highs still reach the upper 30s. That system, of course, really wants to hit northern Illinois. It really just looks to swipe us. And of course, we're going to keep an eye on that in case something changes. Otherwise, Saturday, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds and a little bit warmer. Highs hit 40. Sunday, it'll be partly sunny, pleasant, highs in the low 40s, and then we take a jump to about 50 degrees for Monday. It'll be sunny, warm, and we continue the warmth into Tuesday. Highs reach the mid-50s, becoming partly cloudy, with another system sitting on our back doorstep for potentially Wednesday. As of right now, that storm wants to lift a wintry mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow our way. Now, it doesn't look as major as this last one, and I will say, from this one, pay attention to those rivers and streams. They're going to be rising with the added precipitation, all that rain we got, snow on top of it, and then, of course, moving in from other areas. This is also a time where ice jams become an issue. Currently, at this exact moment, no rivers look to be in any danger, besides the Kickapoo River. At Steuben, that's hitting an action stage. And the extended precip outlook looks above normal. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a cloudy 26 degrees, down from a morning high, or down from our high today of 40. Yesterday, we saw a high of 48, and we also received 63 hundredths of an inch of rain. As for a record high on this day, that was 73 set back in 2000, a record low 12 below in 1978. Last year on this day, our high was 53 and our low 31. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:30. And we've received a mixture of rain and snow today, 49 hundredths of an inch. The barometer still rising, though, as it's at 29.63. Northeast winds are at 12. Again, it's 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
And just a quick re-look at, or another glance at, some of the weather-related announcements. The Richland School District's parent-teacher conference is not held today. St. Mary's Keysville Ash Wednesday service at 6 tonight, canceled. Also, Willow Valley United Methodist Church gig, Growing in God, canceled tonight. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. D.L. Hall was placed on the 60-day injured list with a left lat strain to open a roster spot for fellow left-hander Jose Quintana, whose $4.25 million one-year contract was finalized by the Brewers. Hall, 26, went 1-2 with a 5.02 ERA last season in 13 appearances, including 7 starts. Quintana gets a $250,000 bonus for being added to the Major League roster in 2025 and a $2 million salary this year. His agreement includes a $15 million mutual option for 2026 with a $2 million buyout. He can earn $1 million each season in performance bonuses. Also in sports, Marquette will be seeking payback at UConn tonight when it takes on the Huskies. UConn won the first big East Conference showdown between the teams, 77-69. Solo Ball is the team's leading scorer at almost 15 points a game. The Huskies shot a strong 63% on three-pointers and built a big first-time half lead that was too big for the Golden Eagles to overcome. Marquette has lost the last four meetings between the two.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
The Badgers look for their ninth straight win over border battle rival Minnesota tonight. Despite the long winning streak, the games are usually close, with Wisconsin winning by an average of just under 6.5 points per game. The Golden Gophers will be trying to break that streak and claim a third win over a ranked opponent this season and a sixth win against a quad one opponent. It's senior night in Minneapolis. We'll have the game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Our coverage getting underway at 6:30 this evening. The Packers are keeping kicker Brandon McManus after his steady performance in the 2024 NFL season. He kicked 30 straight extra points and was good on 20 of 21 field goal attempts after Green Bay had struggled with erratic performances from the two kickers who succeeded Mason Crosby. McManus has the team and the team agreed on a three-year, $15.3 million contract agreement on Tuesday. And the Las Vegas Raiders not only extended the contract of star defensive end Max Crosby, they also made him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Crosby received a three-year extension worth $106.5 million with $91.5 million guaranteed, a person with knowledge of the contract said. That deal keeps him in Las Vegas through the 2029 season. Crosby has been one of the NFL's elite pass rushers with 59.5 sacks since being selected in the fourth round of the 2019 draft. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Corn was mixed Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying, watching development weather in Argentina and the harvest pace in Brazil. China's retaliatory tariffs could have a minimal short-term impact on old crop soybean demand. May beans were up 12 and 3 quarters at 10.11 and 3 quarters. July was 11 and a quarter higher at 10.25. May bean meal was up $6.30 at $2.99.80. May soybean oil was 15 points higher at $42.99. Corn was mixed, mostly modestly higher. Keeping an eye on that development weather in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil. Tariff talks between the United States and Mexico are expected to happen Thursday. May corn was up 4 and a quarter at 4.55 and 3 quarters. July was 4 higher at 4.63 and a quarter. And wheat was higher, seeing an oversold bounce. The recent drop in price and decline in the dollar have made U.S. wheat more competitive on the export market, more than likely. U.S. winter wheat conditions are broadly mixed. May Chicago was up 11.5 at 5.48 and a quarter. May Kansas City was 8.5 higher at 5.57. May Minneapolis wheat was up 8 at 5.88 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher on technical buying, allowing them to shrug off the lower-than-a-week-ago direct trade we have seen this week and the midday declines in box beef. April live is up $1.90 at $196.55. June was $2.62 higher at $192.70. April feeders are up $3.57 at $276.07. May was $4.07 higher at $275.07. And hogs were higher on technical buying and the higher midday move in pork. Cash was steady to lower during the session. April lean was up $2.35 at $84.70. May was $2 higher at $87.47. I'll have that full look at the cash livestock markets for you after this brief break.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Afternoon, direct cash cattle markets remained generally quiet. Asking prices held at 198 plus on the live basis with nothing reported for the dress basis and no reported bids either. There was some light trade on Tuesday in Kansas, mostly a 195 live, $2 lower than a week ago. With moderate to heavy movement, choice box beef was down $1.33 at the close at $313.54 and select was down $149 at $302.53. The estimated cattle slaughter of 120,000 head was down 2,000 in the week and nearly 4,000 on the year. National direct barrows and gilts closed $1.07 higher with a weighted average of 90.28 on moderate negotiated movement. Iowa Southern Minnesota was up 81 at 90.29. The Western Corn Belt was 73 higher at 90.17. And the Eastern Corn Belt averaged 90.59. Pork closed $1.29 lower after a midday gain at 96.48, led by a decline in bellies. The estimated hog slaughter of 409,000 head was down 81,000 in the week and about 76,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra says the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy, or ACRE Act, has been reintroduced in the U.S. House.
By granting the tax-exempt status on earned interest. So what we're trying to do here is lower the interest rate on real estate loans for the farming community.
More news after this.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Executive Director Brenda Damrow-Gudex joins us.
Well, we like to think of like everything that we do just under that Wisconsin Corn umbrella. So a lot of time we have our logo out there, it'll just say Wisconsin Corn. If a person is a member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, their membership dollars go into the lobbying and the policy making for all corn growers here in Wisconsin. The Corn Checkoff, definitely just investing that market development, the education, promotion, and research of our Wisconsin corn. We do have some research projects that are developing new uses for corn when it comes to things like corn plastics. For every $1 that we invest in export market development, we increase our U.S. agricultural exports by more than $24. So it's a significant boost to the U.S. agricultural industry.
Thanks, Brenda. To learn more about the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Program, go to wicorn.org. In agriculture, have expressed concern about President Trump's new tariffs, but RCAF USA has been calling for tariffs against beef importers for years. RCAF's CEO is Bill Bullard.
The importers are bringing in cheaper product from foreign countries that have a distinct pricing advantage.
KJ Johnson with the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association says proposed state legislation would ban some very important herbicides.
This would be an all-out ban on 2,4-D ester. This is some of your older formulations of 2,4-D.
Michigan Corn Marketing Program President Matt Holish says year-round E15 remains the organization's top priority. The combined U.S. and Canadian livestock numbers are mixed. A joint report from USDA and Statistics Canada shows a slight year-to-year increase in the combined hog herd and a slight decrease in the cattle inventory. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Yield-winning farmers who planted DeKalb and Asgrow products with exclusive genetics were honored during this week's Commodity Classic in Denver, Colorado. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb Asgrow on Brownfield. DeKalb brand manager Jamie Horton and Asgrow brand manager Brittany Eubank discuss the performance of the 2024 Yield Contest winners. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Corn and Asgrow soybean brands recognized their 2024 yield winners during Commodity Classic earlier this week in Denver, Colorado. In this episode of Managing for Profit, DeKalb brand manager Jamie Horton and Asgrow brand manager Brittany Eubank discuss the winning performance of these farmers.
The DeKalb corn brand was extremely excited to honor our NCGA National First Place State winners there at Commodity Classic at our annual yield winner banquet. And 15 of the 27 national winners planted DeKalb products this year. We were extremely excited to see that the top national winning entry was 402.7 bushels per acre with the DKC 6606 Rib Brand Blend. And that was in the no-till non-irrigated category. Now, as we look at a state level, DeKalb also had
230 winners,
and 105 of those won first place in their categories. A lot of these state winners also achieved yields of more than 300 bushels per acre, which is outstanding to see this year. We're also really proud of our winners in the 2024 National Sorghum Producers Yield Contest. And we had three of the national winners and 23 state winners plant DeKalb brand sorghum products in 2024. DeKalb yield winners had a successful season, and these awards continue to prove it. We congratulate them for all their outstanding accomplishments and for trusting the DeKalb brand to continue to help and partner in pushing those yield boundaries.
Brittany Eubanks said winners of the Asgrow Brand National Yield Contest also had impressive results.
The annual competition is open to any and all U.S. farmers who plant Asgrow soybean products. We had 55 winners who planted over 28 different Asgrow varieties. Within those winners, we had over 20 of those entries with 100 or more bushels per acre, which is really exciting. The top yield was 166.66 bushels per acre with the variety Asgrow 48XF3. That's an ExtendFlex variety, and that was planted on irrigated land. The Asgrow brand has an unwavering focus on soybeans and how we can produce high performance and return on investment for farmers.
To learn more, contact your DeKalb Asgrow dealer or visit DeKalb.com and Asgrow.com. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb Asgrow on Brownfield.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
19 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour as we move right along, already at the halfway point of the week. A reminder that Celebrate Recovery Richland Center will be meeting this Thursday night from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food available starting at 5:30. But right now, we're at 26 degrees as we hear from Old Dominion, Written in the Sand.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo? Just a number on a hand. Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? While we can,
Are we names in a tattoo? Or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last called kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, bitten? Or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, bitten? Or are we written in the sand?
Driving daddy crazy. You're probably been up on a roof. And underneath all of that beautiful, I bet there's a wild child. I bought you a drink. We can get on out of here, girl. Whatever you think.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet. Open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Are you ready for a wild ride filled with belly laughs, tall tales, and a whole lot of Deer Camp madness? The hilarious and heartwarming play, Escanaba into Moonlight, takes the stage. Join Albert Sodi as he spins the unforgettable story of one eventful deer season in the Upper Peninsula. There's Remnar, the superstitious buck whisperer. Reuben, who's never bagged a deer in his life. And let's not forget the Jimmer, a man who drinks like a fish and once got abducted by aliens. And wait till you meet the DNR officer from Detroit, who swears he's seen the Almighty. So grab your flannels, gather your crew, and come see Escanaba into Moonlight. Performances run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. Tickets are $10. Don't miss out on this super classic, Escanaba into Moonlight.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County.
for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Keston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th. Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get their removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
100.9 WRCO.
Late for work for the third time this week. Cracked up to me. Maybe I made a big mistake, but we're too young and it's not too late to come out and tell her I've got to be free. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do on the road. Don't you take a stand, draw the line. We don't have but so much time. You die when you die, you live how you choose. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. All the way home, twisting my his own truth. Take a stand, draw the line. We don't have
Chad Brock. Well, the news is sponsored by Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House pumping the brakes on auto tariffs for Canada and Mexico, issuing a 30-day exemption after U.S. automakers sounded the alarm.
The White House says it's because the president spoke to those big three automakers. They do not want these tariffs to go into effect. A lot is on the line here for these car makers. Some of the CEOs have warned that these 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico would be disastrous to their businesses. So they want the White House to put pause on all of this.
ABC Selena Wang. The suspected mastermind of the deadly suicide bombing attack in Kabul, Afghanistan in 2021, making his first court appearance today, Mohammad Sharifullah is described as an ISIS-K operative. Pakistani intelligence officials turned him over to U.S. authorities. L.A. County suing SoCal Edison, alleging the utility's equipment is responsible for January's deadly Eaton fire. Investigators have not determined a cause yet. SoCal denies it is to blame.